Hello, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have another 20th century science fiction with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, based on a story by Robert A. Heinlein. The series was an early TV series with the same cast acting on radio and television. The sponsor was Kellogg's Pep breakfast cereal. The show was a half-hour format and aired for a couple of seasons in the early 1950s. Today we have Tom Corbett Adventure in two parts. This is part one of Tom Corbett Space Cadet, The Missing Rocket Scout, first broadcast January 8, 1952 on ABC.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Million miles out in the cold, black depths of space, a small rocket scout blasts across the invisible path marking the orbit of Jupiter on course to Earth. In the narrow cylindrical cockpit forward near the nose of the silvery ship, the pilot transmits a routine teleceiver call across the void. And in a small metal hut on Mars, the sleepy-eyed operator shakes himself awake as the call crackles in his earphones.
Rocket Scout 4J9 from Space Station M5, go ahead.
This is 4J9, Space Mail Service, next colony to Earth.
Position?
Crossing orbit of Jupiter, northwest quadrant, 5 degrees over plane of the ecliptic. Holding course, 160. What's the
latest? Rocket, what's wrong with you? Rocket Scout 4J9 from Space Station M5, come in. Great Ganymede. M5 to all space stations. M5 to all space stations. Stand by. Disaster alert. Stand by.
Here's the story, Captain Strong. 2 days ago, Captain Mitch Parker was inbound from Titan on the Earth-Titan mail run. He made routine teleceiver contact with Space Station M5 on Mars to get position and standard data. Suddenly, contact was broken for some unknown reason. We haven't been able to raise him since.
Any search operations underway, Commander Arkwright?
Of course. I sent all patrol ships into the area immediately. Even pulled rocket liners and space freighters off orbit. But they haven't found a trace of Parker or his ship.
Well, it's only been 2 days, sir.
I realize that. But the ships that are looking for Parker now have to be released. I'm organizing a full-scale rescue operation to begin tomorrow. Do you think your cadet crew is experienced enough for an assignment like this?
Well, the Polaris crew, of course.
It'll be a long and difficult search, Strong. Even dangerous.
Don't worry about them, sir. Tom Corbett, Astro, and Roger Manning are the best cadets in the Academy. In spirit, teamwork, and cooperation, they excel at...
Excuse me, Strong.
Yes, sir.
Come in. Polaris unit reporting, sir.
Great Jupiter. Tom, what happened to you?
What happened to all of them? They look like they've been through a reaction chamber.
Well, Tom?
The officer of the day told us to report to you for disciplinary action, Commander Arkwright.
Disciplinary action? What's the charge?
We're charged with fighting and wrecking the furniture in our dormitory, sir.
I see. Well, Captain Strong, so this is your Polaris crew. Is this what you call teamwork, spirit, and cooperation?
Well, boys, I managed to square it with Commander Arkwright for you. He won't take any disciplinary action until this mission is over.
Oh, that's great, Captain Strong.
Swell. I knew you'd come through for us, Skipper.
But now I want to know what this is all about.
Why,
Who started it this time? Well, I'm waiting for an answer.
Sir, I think I can explain.
I'd be interested in something like that, Corbett. Well?
Astro and Roger had a difference of opinion, and I tried to settle it, and Roger disagreed with me, and Astro disagreed, too, and, well, I disagreed with both of them, and the next thing I knew, the bunk fell on Astro, and the table was knocked over, and...
And you just tore your uniform, and Roger happened to grow that black eye, and Astro accidentally cut his lip.
I guess so.
All right. Now get this, all of you. The next time I catch the three of you fighting, I'm going to make earthworms out of you. You'll do all your rocketeering in the mess hall with a bucket and mop. You understand?
Right, yes, sir.
All right. Dismissed. Oh, what a crew. Captain Strong here.
This is Commander Arkwright.
Oh, yes, sir.
Alert your crew for immediate blastoff.
Immediate? But I thought you said
that... One of the space freighters blew a trace of reaction mass between Jupiter and the asteroid belt.
From Parker's ship?
No way of telling yet. But if he jettisoned into his fuel, he may be in serious trouble and completely helpless.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by.
Listen to this jet plane streak through the air. That's a Republic Thunderjet up on a test flight. Jets like that are pioneers of the sky, leading the way to the air age of tomorrow. And the men who fly those jets are pioneers, too, blazing a trail for youth to follow. Would you be able to fly a jet? Well, maybe not right now, but you can build yourself up so that you'll be ready when the time comes. And one important thing to do right now is to have a good, nourishing breakfast every single morning with Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Then, while you're thinking about flying jets, you can be taking on the builder-upper food values that jet pilots must have to do a good job. So start now. Eat plenty of Kellogg's Pep. Get all the strength and muscle-building food values that Pep can give you. And say, when you taste that swell Pep flavor, you want a second bowlful. Ask Mom to get the better-than-ever build-up cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. And listen for news about the swell prize you get in every package of Kellogg's Pep in just a few minutes.
Attention, crew. We've cleared Earth's atmosphere on course to asteroid belt.
A giant search operation has begun. A search through the vast reaches of space for a missing rocket scout. And now, as the rocket cruiser Polaris blasts through the void at full space speed, Captain Strong briefs his cadet crew.
Now, according to the last report from Central Control, traces of reaction mass have been found near the asteroid belt. Mass that might have been jettisoned from Captain Parker's ship.
Jettisoned, Captain? Or would there have been a leak in the hull?
No, that remains to be seen. In any case, the Vega, the Hydra, and the three rocket destroyers are already tracking down the mass. We're going to take a shortcut.
What do you mean, shortcut, sir?
Corbett, if you were on a rocket scout ship and developed trouble, what would you do?
Well, if I couldn't repair it in space, I'd call for help.
You'd need it. Cut that, Manning. Now, if your communications were destroyed, what would you do?
Well, I'd try to set down somewhere and see if I could repair her.
Right. Now, wouldn't it be logical to assume that that's what Captain Parker did?
But where could he land, sir? The only space junk of any size around here is in the asteroid belt.
Right, Astro. And we're going to go through the asteroid belt and look for it.
Through it? Oh, brother, this is going to be rough.
No, rough isn't the word, Manning, but I think it's our best bet.
I guess you're right, Captain.
If the ship can take it, we can, sir.
All right. You can relax for a while now. Maintain your usual 4-hour deck watches until we reach our search position. I'm going topside to contact Commander Arkwright for further orders. And, by the way, in case you don't remember, Academy regulations hold good on shipboard. No fighting.
Yes, sir.
Lucky thing for you guys.
What do you mean, Roger?
That no fighting order. I'd like to wrap you guys up good.
Oh, now listen, Roger. Have you still got that chip on your shoulder? Let's forget it. We were all off our orbit.
No, Junior, only you. We're all in the same unit, so I have to ride along with you. But that doesn't mean I like
it. Why, you big sorehead?
Hold it, Astro. Look, for the last time, Roger, you're making too much of this. Astro didn't mean what he said, and neither did I. So how about shaking hands and forgetting it?
If Tom is willing, so am I.
Fellas, I got a hot space flash for you. Go blow your jets.
Control deck to radar bridge. Check in. How are we doing, Manning?
Moving into the asteroid belt, sir. Pretty thick out there. My scanner screen's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Now, don't worry about the small pieces of space junk. We can shed those. It's the big stuff we have to avoid.
But don't worry, sir. I can play tag with these asteroids all day.
Now, don't get smart, Manning. One of those chunks of iron can rip a hole in our side and tear us apart. End transmission. Now, Tom, call Astro. Tell him to cut down to 1/4.
Aye, sir. Control deck to power deck. Astro, cut space speed 1/4. We're going to cut straight across the asteroid belt.
1/4 space speed.
Aye. Tom, turn on the magnetoscope and watch every passing asteroid big enough to hold a spaceship.
Aye, sir.
We're taking a long chance on a slim hope.
Radar bridge control
deck.
There's a big one bearing down on us. Ship steering
vane's
2 point 2, starboard 1 degree up.
Hear that, Astro?
Got it, Tom.
Steering vane set. Give us a short blast, Astro. Sir, we missed her.
Get a good look at it, Tom.
Yes, sir. There was no ship on that space hobo.
Coming fast, Captain Strong. Two of them bearing down on us. You'll have to walk a tightrope between them. Hold steering vanes 1.6 to port.
Steering vanes set. Blast away, Astro.
Hang on.
That was a little too close.
No rocket ship on either one of those babies, sir.
Well, this is a space-happy thing to do, but, well, we're too deep in it now to turn back. I'm risking 4 lives and a rocket cruiser on a 1,000,000-to-1 shot.
If we find Captain Parker, it'll be worth it, sir.
Sure, but will our luck hold out?
Four degrees to port. 5 degrees up. Astro, don't spare the neutrons. A long blast this time.
Hold tight. Opening up.
Hang on. Are we clearing it?
Yes, sir.
Tom, are you all right?
I'm seeing stars of the 5th magnitude.
Yeah, I'm seeing a few myself. Yeah, we better call Astro and Roger.
Aye, sir. Control deck to power deck. Check in.
Check in? I'm ready to check out.
Astro's okay, sir.
All right, Astro. Go over the power deck for damage.
Aye, sir.
Control deck to radar bridge. Check in. Any damage up there?
Now, that's a real intelligent question. We get clobbered up by a meteor and he asks if there's any damage. Tell the skipper all our communications are out. Scanners, teleceiver, radar, scopes, everything.
You're kidding.
Not now, I'm not. So it looks like we're sitting pretty, doesn't it? Flying through the asteroid belt completely blind.
Well, boys, I've checked the ship completely. Outside of the blackout on the radar bridge, we're still in one piece.
Yeah, but how about that blackout, sir? We're sitting ducks for every piece of space junk in the belt.
Well, not since we've cut our power, Roger. We're drifting in a steady orbit now, along with all the other space junk. Chances are we won't be hit, unless we try to break out.
Yeah, but if we don't break out, Skipper, we'll drift around in this junkyard forever. We can't even call for help.
Well, the damage is to the antenna and the main power relay. The relay can be fixed up inside the ship, but the antenna means a trip outside on the hull.
Oh, brother, nothing I like better than waltzing around in space.
Well, start practicing right now, then, Roger. You, Astro, and I are going outside. Tom, you'll stay in here and work on the relay.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right. Suit up, boys, and meet me in the airlock in 2 minutes.
Here, Roger. Let me help you with your helmet.
Don't bother. I can do it myself.
All right, hotshot. Have it your way.
And listen, you be careful you don't fall off the hull. I don't feel like fishing you out of space.
All right, boys. Now that you've got your fish bowls on, check your oxygen tanks for twice normal pressure.
Oxygen check. Okay, sir. Okay, here too, sir.
Right. Let's go. Open the portal, Astro.
Inner portal closed, sir.
Equalize pressure.
Pressure equalized, sir.
Open the outer portal, Manning.
Aye, sir.
Let's go. Hook up your static lines as soon as you're on the hull. And remember, keep your magnetic boots flat against the hull.
Hello, Astro. Manning, check in.
What do you want, Junior?
What's taking so long? What's going on out there, Roger?
We're playing marbles with these pieces of space junk. Come back to your beauty nap and don't bother us.
That winch, Astro, and those adapters.
Right, sir. But what's happened to all the space junk? Seems awful empty out here.
Yeah, we may have drifted through the worst of it.
Well, I don't know. It's too quiet after all the battering we took.
Hand me that number 3 adapter, Astro.
Yes, sir. You know, I'll never get used to working upside down like this and not falling off.
Free fall has its advantages. And one of them is having no weight.
Captain Strong, Astro, get down, quick! Here comes a meteor, get down!
By the craters of Luna, that was a close one.
Yes, too close. Now listen, Manning, if you'd stop gassing so much and keep your eyes peeled with... Roger.
Captain Strong, the static line is torn. Look, he's off the ship. He's drifting out into space.
Return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by. It's here. Yes, it's here. A brand new, exciting new premium in every package of Kellogg's Pep. And it's waiting for you right this instant at your grocery store.
That's right, boys and girls. In every box of Kellogg's Pep, there's a magic moving picture eye. The magic eye is a gleaming plastic disc. And right in the center, there's an exciting picture. When you tilt the magic eye back and forth, the picture actually starts moving. There are pictures of planes. And TV and movie stars like Tom Corbett and Bob Hope of Paramount Pictures and The Bob Hope Show.
Yes, sir. Every magic eye has a picture that's packed with famous people in action. You can collect as many as 16 different magic eyes. 16 different pictures altogether. So easy to get, too. There's one waiting for you now, free, at no extra cost, in every single package of Kellogg's Pep. You'd better start your collection today.
Remember, for your magic eye, ask Mom to buy P-E-P. Pep.
Polaris making emergency repairs in space, Roger Manning is suddenly swept off and sent spinning helplessly into the void.
Look, Captain Strong, there he goes, drifting down along the hull.
Listen, Astro, call Tom. Quick, tell him to bring out a body jet. Hurry. I'm going down to the fins. Maybe I can catch him.
Right, sir. Hello, Tom. Tom, come in.
Right here, Astro. How's it going?
Listen, Roger's been knocked off the ship. He's drifting out in space.
Great. Jupiter.
Captain Strong wants you to bring out a body jet.
Oh, no. By the time I suit up and get out there with a body jet, Roger will be out of sight. We'll never find him.
What else can we do?
Wait. I've got an idea. I'm going to maneuver the ship toward him.
You're what?
Hang on out there. I'm firing up our rocket.
Oh, brother. Spaceman's luck, pal.
Who fired our rockets?
Tom did, sir. He's maneuvering the ship toward Roger. He figures it's Roger's only chance.
Well, that's risky. He might fry Roger in the exhaust blast. No, but maybe it's the better gamble.
Better hold on, sir. I'm starting to cut around.
Hello, Tom. Come here.
Ready, sir.
Well, what's your heading? Don't over-control or you'll spin us completely around.
No, it's doing my best.
Now, ease off now. Hold her straight and level as you can. You're heading right for Roger.
You and Astro, we have to get him on the first pass.
I know, and we'll do it. You cut your power now. Let her drift.
Right, sir.
Captain Strong, we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him by at least 10 feet.
Blast it.
Tom, quick.
Oh, wait a minute, sir. Play out my static line. I'm going to push off and try to grab him.
Wait, that's so...
Hang on to my line, sir. Here I go.
How's Roger now, Captain Strong? Will he be okay?
Yes, Tom, he'll be all right. Just suffering from shock. Those blood pills will fix him up fine.
Hey, he's coming out of it.
What's going on here? What am I doing in this bunk?
You were knocked off the ship, Roger.
Me? Uh-huh, and we had to fish you out of space.
Ah, you're full of meteor dust.
Well, it's the truth, Manning. If it hadn't been for Tom and Astro, you'd be a part of the asteroid belt now. Just another piece of space junk.
Yeah, I suppose I would. And Tom and Astro, they...
That's right, Manning. Now, you just rest there. I'm going topside and start plotting our course out of here. Tom, Astro, you stay with him.
I don't need anybody staying with me. I'm okay.
You're not getting out of that bunk. We need all personnel in top condition. Or don't forget, we still have to find Captain Parker. I'll see you later, boys.
You want something, Roger?
No, Well, tell me something.
Yeah?
What did we have that fight about?
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Does it make that much difference, Roger?
No, that's what I was driving at. Doesn't make any difference at all. And, I'm not very good at saying these things, but what you guys did for me and all,
Cut it out, will you, Manning? You'll have me crying.
Yeah, relax and act natural, will you?
Go blow your jets.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets on Thursday, when the search for Captain Parker and the missing rocket scout is resumed, and the boys rocket into danger. Tune in same time, same station for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Al Markham as Astro, Jan Merlin as Roger Manning, and Edward Bryce as Captain Strong. Today's program was written by Jack Weinstock and Willie Gilbert, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret. In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes, both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin bran but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get get Kellogg's because...
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
This program has come to you from New York. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour with your host, Justine Ward. We broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. Luckily, our listeners don't have to wait for days to hear the thrilling conclusion to this two-part adventure. We have part two of Tom Corbett's Space Cadet, The Missing Rocket Scout, first broadcast January 10th, 1952 on ABC.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Attention crew, we are clear of the asteroid belt. Resume scanner watch for Captain Parker and the missing rocket scout. Attention crew.
Manned by Captain Strong and his crew of space cadets, the rocket cruiser Polaris blasts through the blackness of the void, combing millions of miles of empty space for the missing rocket scout 4J9, unreported for almost 3 days. On the control deck, Tom Corbett and his skipper guide their powerful ship on an erratic search orbit, tracking down every target on the radar scanners, checking every wandering meteor. But as the hours pass, the search seems to grow more and more hopeless, and the reports from Roger Manning on the radar bridge topside become more and more discouraging.
Radar bridge, control deck.
Control deck guy. Go ahead, Roger.
Nothing in this area, Tom. Not even space dust.
Did we cover this whole sector?
Backwards and forwards and inside out.
All right. Stand by for orders. Captain Strong.
I heard him, Tom. Let me speak to him.
Right, sir. Here's the skipper, Roger.
Hello, Manning.
Sir.
Where are we now?
Approaching the orbit of Jupiter, 3 degrees above the plane of the ecliptic.
All right. Rack up a new heading toward Ganymede and get it down to me.
Aye, sir. And 2 shakes of a space worm's eyelash. Radar bridge out.
Tom, call Astro and tell him to cut speed to 1/4.
Aye, sir. Control deck to power deck. Check in.
Power deck, aye.
Ease her off, Astro. 1/4 space speed.
We found anything?
No, Astro. Preparing to change course.
Oh, okay. 1/4 it is. 1/4 as ordered, Tom.
Right.
But listen, Tom.
What?
How long are we going to look for this needle? Space is an awful big haystack.
I know. But I guess we'll search until we're sure of one thing.
What's that?
That Captain Parker is either alive or dead.
Commander Arkwright feels that further search is useless. He's ordering us back to Earth.
Oh, no, sir, not yet.
Orders are orders, Tom. Notify Manning to plot a new course back to Earth.
Yes, sir.
Radar bridge, control deck.
Control deck guy, what is it, Rog? I was just going to call you.
Listen, Tom, I don't know whether I'm seeing spots in front of my eyes or not, but I'm getting a blip on my scanner.
Well, you've had them before. Probably a meteorite, just a space hobo.
Good, Manning, feed it down here on the control deck screen. Let me have a look at it.
Aye, sir, here it is.
Tom, that's no meteor. That space hobo is a jet boat.
A jet boat? It must belong to the rocket scout.
Right, and Captain Parker must be on it. Break out the spacesuits, Tom. You and I are blasting over there in our own jet boat to take a look. Steady, Tom. We're coming alongside. Give me braking rockets full.
Braking rockets full.
2 degrees starboard.
Aye, sir.
Steady now. Coming up on her. Magnetic couplers. Nice work, Tom. Our airlocks are in conjunction. Cut all jet power.
All ready to go aboard, sir.
Right.
I'll open the airlocks.
I'll open the other portal, sir.
Right.
Okay, sir. We can climb in.
Come on. Be careful, Tom.
Okay, we're over now.
Parker! Parker!
See him anywhere, sir?
No. Parker! Parker, where are you?
Pilot's compartment is empty, sir.
So is the rest of the cabin, Tom. The boat is empty.
Empty? Then what happened to Captain Parker?
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by.
Hear that? Do you know what that sound is? It's a pioneer of the skies striking out for new worlds to conquer. You're listening to the blazing roar of a jet plane.
You fellas and girls, when you grow up, there will be new frontiers to conquer, new challenges, new discoveries in the air age of tomorrow.
When the time comes, will you have what it takes to be a jet pilot? Well, the smart thing to do is to start your training now. Learn all the different kinds of jets, and what's more important, keep yourself in top-notch trim.
That's where Kellogg's Pep can help you. Kellogg's Pep is more than just a swell-tasting cereal. Kellogg's Pep supplies you with important food values. Food values you need to keep yourself in top-notch shape.
And that's why it's so smart to make sure you eat Kellogg's Pep every single morning. Because Kellogg's Pep gives you more of those builder-upper food values than any other wheat flake cereal.
And Pep gives you real flavor, too. A flavor that keeps you coming back for more.
Ask Mom to start serving Kellogg's Pep first thing tomorrow. Help yourself to get set for your future by helping yourself to the better-than-ever build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. And stay tuned for the big news about the swell prize you get in every package of Kellogg's Pep.
Searching through the endless darkness of space for Captain Parker and the missing rocket scout 4J9, Captain Strong and the space cadets have finally found his emergency jet boat, drifting aimlessly near the orbit of Jupiter. But when Tom and Captain Strong board the boat, they find it empty.
What do you suppose could have happened to him, Captain Strong? Think he abandoned ship?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I don't think Parker ever blasted off in this boat.
What?
The food lockers are still full of emergency rations. Well, there's water in the tanks. The oxygen supply is full.
Then maybe the boat was launched by accident.
No, hardly. The controls are set for automatic flight in what looks to me like a wide orbit around Jupiter.
Then Parker simply jettisoned the boat?
Yes, but for a reason, of course. He was leaving it as a sort of marker or signpost.
Hey, not bad. But then he should have left some kind of a message.
Oh, he did. Right here on the control panel, in the logbook.
What's he say?
Rocket Scout 4J9 hit by meteor, losing reaction mass, communications out, only enough fuel left to reach Jupiter.
Jupiter? Oh, no, he didn't.
Only chance will be he crash landing on surface of Jupiter, leaving jet boat and message, praying you will find me, signed Mitch Parker, Captain, Rocket Scout 4J9.
What a choice he had. To die in space or land on Jupiter, the worst planet in the whole solar system.
And this message is dated 4 days ago, Tom.
4 days? He could never survive on Jupiter that long.
No, if he even reached it. Well, come on. Let's get back to the Polaris. We've got some heavy blasting to do.
Hey, Roger. Roger.
Yeah, what do you want, Astro?
Any word from the skipper and Tom? They've been on that jet boat for 15 minutes now.
I'll say there's word. The skipper just called me. They're on the way back, and he's ordered me to rack up a new heading. Straight for Jupiter.
Jupiter? Oh, no. After all the times they've told us to avoid that planet like a plague.
Manning, have you got that heading?
Oh, yes, Captain Strong, but,
But what, Manning?
Well, you're not serious, are you, sir?
We're really going to land on Jupiter?
Now, look, Captain Parker had to sit down on Jupiter. I'm sure he would have preferred a nice, warm, civilized place like Earth or Venus or Mars, but he had no choice. And if by some remote miracle he's been able to survive the storms, cold, and the miserable freezing nights, we're going to find him. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Sure is, sir.
Then man your stations. We blast in 1 minute.
control that guy.
Tom, I'm getting a signal from the surface of Jupiter.
What?
I can hardly make it out through all the static, but I'm sure it's a radio signal.
Manning, this is Captain Strong. Feed it down here, quick.
Here it is, sir.
Can you make anything out of it, sir?
Oh, it's a lot of hash, but it's a radio signal, all right.
I think someone down there is trying to get through, sir. But I can't make it out. It's so garbled.
Well, we'll cut closer to the surface. Maybe the signal will come in stronger, and we can find out where it's coming from. Hello, power deck. Give me full space speed. We're going in. This is the strongest the signal has been. Parker must be on Jupiter somewhere. Tom, tell Astro and Manning to stand by their intercoms. I want to talk to all of them.
Aye, sir. Attention, crew. Stand by. Skipper wants to talk to us.
Astro, standing by. What's up, Junior?
Stop wasting time, Rod. You'll find out soon enough.
My. Making noises like a real hot shot again.
All right, fellas. Pay attention. Now, this is a decision for all of us to make. There is reason to believe that Captain Parker is alive on Jupiter. The strength of the signal indicates he's somewhere in the area directly below us.
Well, what are we waiting for, sir? Let's get him.
Now, let me tell you a few things about Jupiter first, Manning. Even though it's a giant planet, it whirls on its axis like a top. Now, this action creates storms that make our hurricanes on Earth seem like spring breezes.
After listening to Manning, sir, big winds never bother us anymore. Very funny, Junior.
Now, pay attention. This is nothing to joke about. The days are only 6 hours long, and it's plenty cold. But when night falls, it becomes so cold that no living thing can exist on its surface for more than 20 minutes.
Nice, friendly planet.
You know, I'm not through yet. Gravity on Jupiter is 2.5 times that of Earth. So every step you'll take, you'll feel as if you're dragging a ton of plutonium. And finally, the atmosphere is full of noxious gases, methane and ammonia. Now, what do you say?
Only one thing I can think of, sir. When do we land?
Do you all feel that way?
I always wanted to pick up some weight. I'll gain 300 pounds in no time.
How about you, Manning?
You'll need help in keeping these jokers out of trouble, sir. Count me in.
Thanks, boys. Then stand by for landing.
Ready or not, Jupiter, here we come. Well, we're down, sir.
Oh, that was a rough one.
Yeah, Roger. Spaceman's luck was riding with us.
I don't know how you did it, Captain Strong. I've been holding my breath for the last 30 seconds.
I told you guys I'd bring you down okay.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Manning.
All right, now, let's get to work. Tom, see if you can raise Parker's ship.
Aye, sir. Rocket Cruiser Polaris to Rocket Scout 4, J9. Rocket Cruiser Polaris to Rocket Scout 4, J9. Come in. Come in, Captain Parker.
Nothing at all, sir. Just a lot of electronic interference.
I was afraid of that. Corbett and Manning, break out your thermal suits and storm gear. We'll have a look around outside. I'll meet you at the airlock.
Aye, aye, sir.
And don't forget your respirators. You won't last 30 seconds in that methane and ammonia atmosphere.
Captain Strong, what about me?
Somebody has to stay aboard the ship, Astro, and you're it.
How do you rate all these soft jobs, Astro? Doping off in here while we freeze out there on this overgrown iceberg.
Turn off the space gas. If he told you to stay in here, you'd have griped your head off.
Blow your jets. The skipper's taking me along because he wants to be sure of finding Captain Parker, that's all.
Manning, your hot air should raise the temperature of Jupiter enough to make it a tropical paradise. Go on now, blast off.
I'm beat. Can't we rest a while? My legs feel like dead weights. I can hardly drag them.
Yeah. I'm in the same orbit, sir.
All right. We'll stop for a minute. I'm tired myself. Well, it's no wonder. We each weigh about 450 pounds.
450 pounds? I ought to start reducing.
The only thing you ought to reduce is the size of your head.
One more crack like that and I'll reduce the number of your teeth.
Are you fellas at it again?
I guess we're a little tired, sir. Sorry.
Well, just rest here while I look around.
What does he think he's going to see through that electronic viewer? What we're looking for is a bunch of static. This entire mission's been a wild goose chase from the start.
Hold it, Roger. The skipper's waving at us and pointing at something. Give me that viewer.
Here.
Yeah. I see it. It's a spaceship. Of all the blind luck, we found it.
I don't believe it. Let me look. Jumping Jupiter. What do you know? I brought the Polaris right to it.
Come on, boys. Come on, boys. We have only 2 hours of daylight left. And that ship is just over a mile away.
A mile? I can cover that in no seconds flat.
Yeah, on Earth you can, but not on Jupiter.
Well, let's go. Now, here we are, boys. We made it.
I don't see how.
Me either.
Now, give me a hand here. I've got to open the airlock.
Come on, Rog. Crack away. Some of this ice.
Yeah.
A little more on this side, boys, and the airlock will be free.
I've got it!
All right. Now, let's hope it'll open.
There it goes.
Now, it is high. Quick. And don't fall, or we'll need a derrick to pick you up.
Step it up, will you, Junior? Let's get out of this cold.
Outer portal cleared, sir.
I close it. I'll equalize the pressure.
Pressure system sounds like it's in good shape. So the hull isn't sprung.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Pressure equalized.
All right, boys. You can remove your masks now, and let's go.
These scouts aren't very big. We won't have far to look.
All right, this way. Pilot's compartment is up forward.
Look at all those sacks of mail. Well, an awful lot of people aren't going to get letters.
No, we'd never be able to transfer all this stuff ourselves.
Tom, give me your space light, quick.
Oh, here you are, sir. Hey, look! On the floor of the flight compartment.
Why, it's Parker.
He's not moving.
Great Ganymede, is he?
Oh, he's still alive, Manning, but he's in a bad way. We've got to get him back to the Polaris.
Oh, we can't carry him, not under this gravity.
We've got to, somehow. On the ball, fellas.
Can't we stop a minute? This is murder.
No, Manning. Keep moving. Every minute out here lessens Parker's chances.
It's getting dark. Awfully fast, Captain Strong.
But that's another reason to move. No one can survive out here at night. I'll get rolling.
Hey, what's that? Captain Strong. Look! Up there on top of those mountains.
I must be seeing things. The mountains are blowing their tops.
It's the hydrogen in the methane atmosphere uniting with the sodium in the mountainside.
The ground, it's moving!
An earthquake! Get down flat, quick!
No, don't! You'll never get up again! Come on, both of you, get in a huddle! We'll lean on each other and brace ourselves! It's our only chance!
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Hold everything! Listen to the big news about the magic moving picture eye, brought to you by Kellogg's Pep.
Fellas and girls, just ask Mom to buy Kellogg's Pep, and then you'll get the swellest prize you ever saw, a magic moving picture eye.
Here's how the magic eye works. It's a gleaming plastic disc with a picture in the middle. When you hold the magic eye in your hand and tip it back and forth, the picture starts to move, really move. Say, you'll have everybody guessing about your magic power.
You'll see speeding trains. Movie stars and sport champions like Bob Hope of Paramount Pictures and tennis star Bobby Riggs. And pictures of your TV favorites like Tom Corbett.
16 different pictures all together. And best of all, listen to this. To get your magic eye, you don't have to send in. You don't have to mail any box tops. Your magic eye is waiting for you right now at your neighborhood grocer's. That's right. There's a magic moving picture eye packed in every box of Kellogg's Pep. Free. At no extra cost. Yes, at the same time that you get a better than ever tasting cereal that helps you to have good bones and strong muscle, you get a swell prize, too. Start your magic moving picture eye collection now.
That's right. Get your magic eye. Ask Mom to buy Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
Finding Captain Parker in the wreckage of his rocket scout on the surface of Jupiter, Tom, Roger, and Captain Strong tried desperately to carry the unconscious man back to their rocket cruiser, the Polaris. But they have to fight the overwhelming gravity force on the planet.
gravity that adds almost 300 pounds to their weight, making each step a tremendous effort. Then suddenly, halfway back to the Polaris, the surrounding mountains seem to explode, and the ground heaves and shakes beneath their feet.
Hang on, boys. Try not to fall down.
This planet's gone crazy.
How long will this last, Captain Strong?
Well, there's no way of telling. Maybe seconds. Maybe hours.
Captain, I can't take much more of this.
Well, you've got to, Manning.
Hey, look! The ground is opening up!
We're dead, Docs! Run for it!
No, wait!
Jumping jets! That chasm opened up right behind us.
2 feet closer and we would have dropped through.
Listen, boys. Those explosions, they're dying down.
Guess the worst of it is over, sir.
Yeah, temporarily. They'll start again. So let's get moving while we still have the chance. The next earthquake may wreck the Polaris.
By the rings of Saturn, I never thought you fellas would make it.
What's the matter? Think we're a bunch of sissies?
Hey, what's the matter with you, Roger?
You're talking like you had a mouthful of hot potatoes.
My face, it's just cold, that's all. I haven't thawed out yet.
Well, at last we found something to keep him quiet.
All right, boys. All right. Man your stations. Those mountaintops are starting to flare again.
Gangway, I've had enough of that routine.
Rocket boaters are warmed up and ready, sir.
Right. Make this fast, Astro.
You bet, sir.
Strap in, Tom.
Yes, sir. But what about Captain Parker?
Oh, he's pretty sick. I think he'll pull through. He's asleep now, down in my cabin. All right, now, stand by for blastoff.
Attention, crew. Stand by for blastoff.
Radar breach, Manning ready. Lower deck, Astro ready.
Energize the cooling pumps.
Pumps in operation, sir.
Feed reactant. Make it D13 to counteract the gravity. Switch in takeoff gyros.
Gyros on, sir. Honestly, Skipper, I never thought we'd ever get off Jupiter alive.
I had some very strong doubts myself. 5 seconds to blast off. Four.
Goodbye, Jupiter.
Three,
if I ever see you again, it'll be through a telescope.
Zero. Rocket away!
The next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets on Tuesday, when danger and death strike from the void in the mystery of the Space Station of Danger. Tune in same time, same station for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Al Markham as Astro, Jan Merlin as Roger Manning, and Edward Bryce as Captain Strong. Today's program was written by Jack Weinstock and Willie Gilbert, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret! In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes, both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin brand but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
This program has come to you from New York. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through iTunes, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.